Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Hi, this is Jonathan Messenger, and welcome to this special episode of The Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian. Now, today we're going to do something a little bit different. Okay.
Okay, you got me. It's Bebop. I was trying to do my April Fool's joke episode entirely in my Messingham ham-pression. But I just don't have it today. But that's okay, because you all have given me a lot of really great pranks to pull on Jonathan, and I've been doing it all day. Gabriel from Madison, Wisconsin, suggested I hide Jonathan's slippers in the bathroom, so I taped them to the back of the toilet, and that was pretty great. He's been walking around complaining how cold his feet are all day. 9-year-old Adam Curry from Chicago told me to get 2 small pieces of clear scotch tape and stick them over the lenses of Jonathan's glasses so that when he puts them on, everything will look blurry. And watching Jonathan try to read the newspaper this morning was hilarious. Titus, who's 9 from Tennessee, said to find a raptor head costume and scare Jonathan when he opens the door to do the podcast. So I'm wearing mine right now, and I'm hoping Jonathan will come in. Chaska, who's from Orlando, Florida, he wrote in and said that you can tamper with Jonathan's recording so that whenever he says Jonathan Messenger, you say Fluffy Butt Messenger. I think that's a great idea, and actually, I cut the part when Jonathan said Fluffy Butt a couple episodes ago just for these purposes. See?
Fluffy Butt.
So great idea, Chaska. And then Clara and Lev said to speed up Jonathan's voice when he's talking, which I think is a great idea. And then Grayson from Vashon Island, Washington, said to make Jonathan's milk red. So I've been doing all of these all day long. And also, I think someone suggested I hide Jonathan's cereal in the basement, but I couldn't find the email that suggested that, so I don't know if I actually just made that up or not. So maybe I shouldn't have done that. But anyhow, if it was you, let me know and I'll give you the proper credit. Anyway, it's been a really fun day for me, kind of a hard day for Jonathan, I think. Oh, wait. I think he's coming now. He's been wandering around the basement all morning, moaning about how he can't find his cereal. All right. I don't think he knows I'm in here. So let me just put this raptor head on. Hold on.
Griffin, have you seen my cereal? Jeez, Bebop. What are you doing?
April Fool's, Jonathan.
Oh, yeah. Great one. Okay, well...
Come here, Jonathan. Sit down.
What? Why?
Because I had an idea.
Okay, hold on. All right, what's up?
Well, ever since you started this podcast, you've been interviewing me and Griffin and asking us lots of questions. And I thought, you know, maybe you'd like to sit down with me for a minute and I could ask you some questions.
Oh, well... That's really nice of you, Bebop. You know, today's been a really weird day. Can't find my slippers. My feet are like ice. I'm hungry. I think I need new glasses. You're not going to do anything weird to this, are you?
No, no, of course not, of course not.
Okay, great, let's go.
Okay, great, yeah. All right. First, could you please state your name for the record?
Sure. My name is Fluffy Butt Messenger.
Great, great.
Why are you laughing?
No reason. I'm just happy that we're doing this.
Oh, cool. Me too.
Okay, and now was that your dad's name too, or?
You mean, am I Fluffy Butt Junior? No, I'm proud to say I'm the first Fluffy Butt in my family.
Interesting. And have people always called you Jonathan?
Well, for a lot of my life, people called me John or Johnny. But then when I went to college, things changed.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
Well, you know, when you go to college, you make new friends, you grow up a lot, you change. And so while I was John before, I kind of became who I was meant to be when I was in college. And I guess I was always meant to be Fluffy Butt. Also, when I was in college, I started writing for newspapers and magazines, and Fluffy Butt Messenger just sounded more professional.
Interesting.
Yeah, and you know, and I studied karate for a long time, so I was Master Fluffy Butt. And a lot of my favorite writers, like Fluffy Butt Lethem and Fluffy Butt Ames and Fluffy Butt Saffron 4, all had the same name, so I just went with it.
Interesting. And could you tell me a little bit about how you got started writing?
Well, I've always loved books, and I think if you're a reader, you're a writer. So I studied English and philosophy in college, and I really fell in love with the intersection of the two. The love of the mystical and between the devil and the sea wench. All the other writers, the newspaper, things like that.
Wow. I'm sure all the listeners are really glad you started talking about your thesis. Now, this podcast is kind of silly and fun, but you really take the literary side of it seriously.
Yes, I do. And thank you for saying so, Bebop. I take it
very seriously indeed. I think that literature, art, this is what gives life its meaning.
So true.
Are you laughing because you're making my voice sound weird?
No, of course not, of course not. Well, I think that about wraps it up, Jonathan. Anything else you wanted to add?
No, I just wanted to say thanks for taking the time on this very weird day to chat with me. And thanks to everyone for listening. This is Fluffy Butt Messenger signing off.
Perfect, Jonathan. Just perfect. All right, thanks to all the members of Bebop's Prank Squad for helping me with this April Fool's episode. And go to fincaspian.com, see the latest episode, and you can see this art that Eamon, who's 8 years old from Newport News, Virginia, he drew this diagram of how I should pull a particular prank on Jonathan, and you can check that out, and I'm going to execute that very soon. So thanks again to everybody for all your ideas, all your pranks. Happy April Fool's Day, and we'll see you soon.
Are you a fan of cryptids like Bigfoot? Do you like ancient monsters like the Kraken? Are you ready to face the scariest creature of all, the unicorn? Welcome to The Weirdness, an exciting journey into the weird and unexpected. Join Arlo and Sierra as they host a podcast called The Weirdness, dedicated to exploring the unexplained and weird phenomena like the Loch Ness Monster, the Yeti, the Chupacabra, and more. Unfortunately, they've never actually witnessed any of this weirdness until they track down Bigfoot himself. Turns out, the weirdness is real. And it's everywhere. Now, Arlo, Sierra, and Bigfoot, whose nickname is Beef, set off on a mind-blowing road trip adventure across the globe to find out why the creatures of legends are disappearing and solve the mystery of the creep. Listen to every episode of The Weirdness now on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com. Binge every episode and find every ridiculous creature of legend before they disappear. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.